The Tale of the Dragon. Or Wherein Hides the Power. I started this topic, the dragon tale, in the third of today's mini podcast episode. It is going to require a lot of looking to flash it out, so I am turning to the modality that can bear thinking, and doesn't complain if between two sentences hours or days pass. Like audio and video would. And maybe even private conversations. I was afraid that these little daily audios, podcasts would empty me, and I wouldn't have anything to say for my articles, but it seems, at least for now, that instead they are idea starters. In one-on-one calls, or on a webinar you can't just abruptly stop, you have to take a thought to a place where people can get it, or when it is complete. But with the little audios I have the freedom to stop when I feel like stopping. I just press the button. And. Ha! I just stopped. And then I can write an article about the topic, or even write a whole course. What I am going to explore in this article may eventually become a course. And that is, why you see what you see. And why you get the response you didn't expect. I have a few followers, maybe even fans who continually and consistently say things that could offend me if I were still in an offendable state. One shared element, they are all men. Another, they are condescending. While supposedly they are clients, students. They never actually benefit from what they buy. Benefit is not a reality word, there are no benefits in reality. Benefit is a phenomenon that only exists in languaging. In language. If and when you say the word. It has no existence outside of language. A right-hand circle thing. In the reality of these men, in the middle circle, these men they are the benefactors. Always. I, on the other hand, I put myself in the benefited or beneficiary mindset, so I can have appreciation and gratitude. Do I do it for the other? No. I do it for myself. Appreciation and gratitude is what puts, what eases one into the beyond, beyond the horizontal existence. I practice appreciation. Practice as a dentist practices, a lawyer practices. My life is a practice. And its area is appreciation. Appreciation, seeing value and appreciating value. Value you see and appreciate gives you something to appreciate. Seeing value and appreciation are also right-hand circle things. But the results of those come in the reality circle, the left-hand circle. Feelings and actual stuff to show up. If it is always you who has to contribute. If it is always you who has to contribute, because you are only confident if you are on top, you won't have valuing and appreciation. This will result for you in two things, not being able to move to the vertical plane, and not getting much from life, including from what you buy. It takes surrendering to accept, benefit from, and appreciate what you get. Surrendering is not succumb. Surrendering doesn't give up power, while succumb does. In fact, when you surrender, you gain power. How? By disengaging the tail. What is the tail? What tail? WTF is it again with the tail, Sophie? This tail is the dog tail. The tail that is trying to wag the dog. The concern you have that is wagging you. Wagging you to the degree that you have no power. If and when you have to be on top, and you don't have to be a man to want that. Although more men do than women, if and then your want, your have to runs you, you don't run yourself. You are out of control, out of power. All the power is in the tail. These men, at best, pick and choose what they want to believe, and then they use those things. But their worldview never changes, they still act from having to, needing to, wanting to, and should. The hallmarks of the horizontal plane existence. They come to me for power. But I am, the person, I am in their way. They think that they are surrendering to me, but I am only the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. Said Sophocles in 442 BC. Sophocles, and also Aristotle, was a tragedian, wrote plays around tragic heroes. And those plays showed the real-life consequences of certain beliefs, certain behaviors. Just like me. Only better. You can hate the playwright, you can hate me, but that doesn't change the truth, your beliefs, your concerns, your behavior have consequences. Hate the belief, hate the concern. And hate it enough to attempt to look beyond it. Perchance in reality? Nah, Sophie, that would be too much. So these men have a relationship with me like they had, I think, with their mothers. Love and hate. Every time they buy something, they consider that they are supporting me, the weak little woman. I didn't know this until I asked people to bid on an energy of mine. You see, when you bid, you set your own price. And I either accept it or I don't. I didn't accept the bids of these men. Why? Because there are certain things I will not put in the hands of undeserving and unappreciative men. With great power comes great responsibility, says the uncle in the Spider-Man movie. And that should be part of the American Constitution. Do not give power to men who are not willing to be responsible for that power. And here is where the second kind of tale comes in. Complain as much as you want. The tale is the context. Huh? More on that later. You see, the front of the person talks and talks some more. Windbag. Ugh. Chatter and more chatter. Wordy. And most people listen to that and they believe every word. But the actions, the real thing is in the tale. Just like with dragons. The front spews fire, but the real power is hidden in the tail. The tail sweeps and kills. Or builds. Depending on what dragon we have. Because the tail does what the front really intends to do. The tail tells the truth. But because it is behind the eyes, the front can lie about it. I didn't mean it that way. That wasn't my intention. Any and all pretense lowers your vibration. Lowers your power. Lowers from where you see the world from, and how much of reality you can see. Any and all pretense robs you of your ability to experience love, wonder, appreciation, self-love, because all of those are dragon tail phenomena. Occasionally my coaching lands. Occasionally. Although I take 100% of the blame when it doesn't. I still suffer when it doesn't. But occasionally I am happy because the coaching landed. Does the coaching land in the front of the dragon? No. Seemingly it does. But unless it alters what the tail does. It didn't. Here is an example how it looks when the coaching landed in the tail. It was Christmas Eve and we, husband and kids, had all gone out for last-minute gifts and grocery items. It was fun and lively, and we were coming home glad to be done with the snowy roads and crazy people. When I got home I went upstairs to change into comfy home clothes. I was in my closet and I experienced an image flash with an instant knowing. For more than 20 years I was convinced that my husband wanted me to make him happy. I was convinced that he was so miserable inside that he needed me to make him happy. And this always angered me, like really angered me. Like it was my job because we were married. This sudden flash was an instant reveal that this was simply not true. It was an image of his face with the real truth that it was never so. He never wanted for me to make him happy. It was an instant knowing and it simply conveyed the real truth. He didn't need this for me, ever. When the image faded, I saw the anger fade with it. I saw that it was my projection onto him. I saw it was he that was supposed to make me happy. And he had failed miserably all these years. And I saw how I caused all of it. I was so humbled. And so sad. But grateful at the same time for seeing it. It is an incredible weight that has been lifted. If you listen to that story carefully, you heard that what was running that relationship is the resentment in the tail. And the dragon tail made sure that the resentment was expressed. 20 years of utter wretchedness disappeared from a little bit of coaching that landed. A second piece of that story is, the projection of what someone once projected on the other person, and then resented. I say that these three men want me to support them, and then project that wanting onto me. And resent me for it. That prevents them from being able to surrender to and benefit from what they buy. Because all spiritual gain comes from first surrendering. That is the secret of co-creation with Source. It is not Source, and it is not you. It is together. Surrendering to that. If surrendering is your weak spot. If you have never surrendered, because it seems to you that that will annihilate you. You haven't gotten much from my work. Surrendering is not a DNA capacity. So I can't turn it on for you. What can take you to it is looking in reality. You see, when you think you'll be annihilated, you are not looking in reality, you are looking in your fears. Unreality. If you manage to get some glimpses that there has never been any danger of annihilation, then you can start relaxing and little by little ease into surrendering. My father, the smart one, said to me when I was a child, "Surrender. It will be over that much faster." I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't know that I was resisting. That I resisted my mother. Whatever she did or said, I resisted it. So I got daily beatings, some of them savage. I didn't know it was the resistance that got me beaten. The resistance from the tail of the dragon. My soul correction. In my case it asks me to forget thyself and allow another to win, to speak, to be. It doesn't say, and you'll die if you do. Or lose if you do. Why doesn't it say it? Because that is not how reality works. Until I learned that when wolves fight, the one surrendering his neck and biting the other to kill it will be spared. The one that keeps fighting dies. I kept fighting and I was beaten. When the tail is interested in life, it allows you to surrender. Totally counterintuitive, isn't it? Because what's intuitive is all front, all mind, no tail. No knowledge of the tail either. One of the things that the DNA adjustment lets you experience is your tail. Unless you are so stuck that you'll experience nothing. I have two clients who have never experienced anything tail produced, despite them buying everything I offer. They are the control. If I can help them surrender, then I can help anyone. But other than them, when you experience the whole you, front and tail. When you experience that they are going to different places. As far as their real intention goes. Then you can be responsible for everything and anything. Responsibility is your access to power. Truly. Personal power, that is. Not power over anything or anyone. Power over your front and power over your tail. And that is what you need, power, to start building and then living a life worth living, a life you can love, and a life you can live powerfully. As I said, you need to surrender to the DNA adjustment and co-create it with Source. Only powerful people can surrender. So before you can, you'll need to experience your power. Over yourself. Not over anything or anyone. Only yourself, only over what belongs to you. Your actions, your attitude, your behavior, your words. I am opening up the DNA adjustment for a few days. If you have had your adjustment done, and experienced, consciously, what it did for you, bit on the 14 seconds audio, if you haven't. If you didn't experience anything because being aware is the last thing you can say about yourself, then ask me to adjust you again. For free. And this time look and experience. And if you have never had your DNA adjusted, you have a window of a few days to experience. If what you experience you love and want more of, then I'll encourage you to bid on the energy that turns on the adjustment in just a few seconds, as many times a day as you need it. Get your DNA adjusted so you can experience the difference. Go to https://yourvibe.me/adjustDNA. The adjusted genes turn back to their original state in 72 hours. Child genes on, responsibility, off, foresight, probably off. So you need to experience what you'll experience in those 72 hours. Not before and not after. If your vibration is lower than 200, I don't recommend the adjustment. Two clients that have the energy are forced to play it almost continuously throughout the day, because the gene adjustment turns off in a few minutes. You have been warned.